I'm good.
You act as if I have a choice.
Yeah.
Well, we want to welcome everyone to our Governance and Finance Committee meeting. We have one bill today to present. We want to welcome Senator McGuire to his own committee, and it's an honor to have worked with you this year. Senator McGuire, really appreciate it. We're going to have Ms. Lanchester call the roll, and we'll get this going.
McGuire. McGuire present. Morlock.
Present.
Morlock present. Bell. Here. Bell present. Hertzberg. Hurtado. Nielsen.
Here.
Nielsen present. Wiener.
We have a quorum. Senator McGuire, you have the floor. I believe we're all opposed to the bill. Have fun.
Oh, cool. All right. Hey, well, thank you so much, Mr. Vice Chair. And I want to take a moment also to say thank you to the Vice Chair for all of the work this year. We gave him a very special honor. It was the first hearing that he had missed this past hearing, and he actually got the award for the first time. So, Mr. Vice Chair, congratulations, sir. Just one last item, Mr. Vice Chair, is someone is a short timer here in this committee, and it's to the gentleman to my right. So Mr. Dan Carrig is thinking about retirement. Mr. Carrig, would you like to talk with us about it? Because it's not going to be the same.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for putting me on the spot. Yes, I'm going to retire on the 30th after about 30 years around the Capitol, 21 for the League, and working in the legislature. It's been a real privilege to work with all of you, and thank you for the recognition. Appreciate that.
I want to take a moment to be able to say thank you to Mr. Carrig. I think we need to give him a round of applause, please. He has been the voice for local government for over two decades. He is tenacious. He is focused. And he is up in the business and making sure that cities across California are getting their due. And just want to take a moment to be able to recognize him and say thank you for your incredible work. And it is not going to be the same without you. And it is a huge loss for the league as well. So, my goodness. And Mr. Vice Chair, it is an honor to be able to present SB 344. It's focused on the easiest part of this bill, and that's a one-year sunset extension. We will be back with the tough part next year, which are the rules and regs. Long story short, 344 is going to provide that one-year extension to allow local governments to collect on local utility user taxes from retail sales of prepaid wireless telecommunication products and services. What we know is this. This ability expires at the end of this calendar year. This bill extends it through January 1st of 2020. It only applies to locally imposed voter-approved utility user taxes, not the provisions of AB 1717 that were overturned by the courts, as we all know. The decision will require additional cleanup, which will be coming on next year, and do know that it is going to be a heavier lift. Also, this revenue is really important for local government. $24 million is generated from these sales, and I want to take a moment also to say thank you to Dan for all of his work on this. He's been wonderful, and I hope that he's going to be coming back for the cleanup bill and the heavy lift next year in his shorts, sandals, and a margarita.
Mr. Carrig is your first witness.
Yes.
Senator, do we really have to listen to a quitter?
Oh, geez. Hot damn.
There we go. 30 years is a while. So thank you, Senator. Appreciate that, Mr. Chairman, and appreciate the author for carrying this bill. This is an important program for over 100 cities and several counties. And obviously, as the chair said, there has to be some work done next year in terms of a more kind of comprehensive working in this area of law. But we do appreciate the extension so that those communities can continue to benefit from those revenues. And hopefully next year, there's a more comprehensive cleanup that will be more longer lasting. So for those reasons, we appreciate your support.
Mr. Chair, members, Steve Carlson for CTIA. We were sponsors of the bill in 2014, I believe it was. Dan and I worked together on it there with a large group of stakeholders. We are looking forward to working on some of the cleanup stuff for next year. It's a very important bill, both for local governments and for you know, retailers in the wireless industry, because we want to make sure that, you know, that these funds are collected and go to the place they're supposed to be. It's just a little more complicated on prepaid than it is through your normal contractual. And I also was asked by our colleagues at Muni Services to express their support. They represent 100 or so of the cities that that collect these, and so they wanted me to add their support as well.
Thank you so much, Mr. Carlson. Good to see you.
Great. Are there any other witnesses in support?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, Jeff Neal with the California State Association of Counties, also in support.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Chair and Senators. Gianna Satude on behalf of the City of Alameda in support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dennis Albiani on behalf of TracFone, we support.
Ivan Altamura on behalf of the California Retailers Association in support.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. Are there any witnesses in opposition? Do we have any questions from my colleagues? Senator Bell.
Not for now, but since it's going to be worked on between now and next year. I think it's very important to analyze the impact on low-income residents, especially people on fixed incomes, people that have, I know people have developmental disabilities typically use these types of phones. So I just wanted to signal that out there so we can explore that subject, whether or not we should accommodate some concern about that. So I'm just raising that now so you're aware of it, and maybe do some research in the meantime.
Great. Any other questions? Mr. Carrig, since this is your last meeting, I have a few questions for you. The senator said that it's $24 million in sales per year, and I'm showing that it raises $6 million in utility tax. Is that accurate?
That's the committee consultant's analysis, which actually was very good.
So that is accurate, but it costs about $750,000 a year to administer the program?
My understanding, the $6 million was from the Department of Tax and Fee Administration.
That was the annual. I believe the $24 million is the total.
It's the cumulative, yeah. And I think the first year there was some, it took about a year to set up the program. So
I'm looking at maybe 5.25 million net. So that doesn't seem like a lot of money. So I want to maybe put it in context, Senator.
It's 24 million since the inception. Correct.
20 since the inception, but maybe $6 million a year in revenues. So, but this is just for certain municipalities. So are we talking about just those on the list?
101 cities and three counties who currently collect UUTs. And those are decisions that are made by the local communities themselves. So there's 101 California cities and three counties throughout the state.
And I'm just wondering for the record if you could give a little explanation on the parity on why you have the tax for the cards, and it's because you have the tax if you have the phone bill. So maybe you could just explain that just for the record. Mr. Carrig, I could.
Well, the tax, I mean, obviously one theory of taxes should apply uniformly across consumers, and obviously it's easier to collect when someone has a mobile phone bill and they're paying their mobile phone bill. It's easier to collect when they're buying in a retail environment. It's more challenging. That was the reason for AB 1717, was to have a mechanism that could actually work in the retail environment. And so it's a way to make sure there's a taxes collected across the board, as well as and making sure that revenues are there for local communities to provide local services.
All right, great. And you've already given me the history. This is about just a few years at $24 million. Ms. Lanchester, did you have any more questions you wanted me to ask, Mr. Chair? Okay, thank you for passing those over.
Nice. I like it.
And congratulations. Have a great retirement.
Congratulations on what? He hasn't passed it yet.
He is retiring. We had
Mr. Carrick's going to be retiring.
We had a big ceremony here before you arrived, Senator Hertzberg.
Retiring? Has he ever supported a bill that didn't have to do with money or autonomy for local governments? At some point?
I think it's duly appropriate.
I never saw it before.
I think it's duly appropriate that we haze him. So please ask some questions.
Why the heck are we doing this bill the day before the last day of session?
This is actually
make a compelling case.
This has been on the move and over in the assembly. We are unable, so just being very candid about it, they're looking at a larger fix. There are going to need to be some changes to the rules and regs that have been adopted back in 2014. That is going to be a heavy lift, which is going to need to be able to take time. And Senator Bell advanced one important issue, focus on those who who are poor Californians or from the DD community. And that's going to mean that we're going to need to spend the fall on the whole bill. There's going to be some complex issues that are going to have to be tackled. But the sunset is December 31st of 2019. So this only extends the revenue portion through January 1st of 2020. 2021, excuse me. So that's why we're taking a two-prong approach to this to this bill.
Is this an urgency bill?
I don't believe so.
I don't mean to give you a hard time, my handsome dear friend, but our job is, particularly among our friends, to ask the tough questions. That's where integrity lies. And it's always easy to beat up the people you don't agree with. But my question is, okay, so this goes into effect on January 1, 2020. We're in the last day. I think that anybody, you know, we all scratch each other's backs to get these things done, and sometimes there's political compelling reasons, and sometimes there's urgency reasons or litigations or costs. Why couldn't you put this across the desk on the 1st of January with an urgency provision and get it passed and give us a chance to really think about it? What's the compelling reason?
There was another bill that was moving that left out local utility taxes. And so we are here today making sure that we're able to clean this up. And the program has already been set up by the California Department of Tax and Fee Administration. This was originally established by AB 1717 in 2017? 2014. So we're simply extending the deadline when it comes to the taxes. This is an important tax revenue for 101 cities and three counties in the state. And I think the other really important part of this bill, this is general fund neutral. There's no cost to the state, as the dollars that are coming from these utility user taxes are also reimbursing the general fund. Mr. Carlson, is there something I may have missed?
No, I think you hit it. It's basically just extending the sunset for a year while we can work on the larger pieces of it.
Yeah. And we would have much rather have had this in the budget, quite candidly. Yeah. But unfortunately, it did not make it.
We actually asked that it be taken up in the budget, which kind of took a little time, and the governor's office opted not to include it with the 911 piece of this, and for their own reasons. And so then we had to kind of step back and sort of do it separately. We had hoped it would be done in the budget, but we were told no.
Thank you so kindly.
Thank you.
Would you like to direct a few more questions to Mr. Carrick?
How come?
No. All right, colleagues, we have a motion on the floor, and we'll just ask the good chair of this committee to give his closing remarks.
I want to say thank you so much. Thank you for your opportunity to be able to present. And again, we will be back tackling the larger issue next year, and would appreciate an aye vote on this simple sunset extension.
Very good. Madam Secretary, why don't you call the roll? No, we have a motion. Senator Nielsen made the motion some time ago, but we'll return the bill to the Senate floor, which is the obvious thing to do in the last few hours of this session, right? Okay.
McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Morlock?
Aye.
Morlock, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Hurtado?
Aye.
Hurtado, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Wiener?
6-0. That's 6-0. We'll hold a roll open for the award-winning Senator Wiener. Thank you, everyone, for being here.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair.
Nice job. Where do you want to go?
Ladies and gentlemen, he missed the recognition of Mr. Dan Carrig. Dan Carrig is retiring, Senator Wiener, after 21 years with the league, 30 years around the building. So would you like to say anything on behalf? Would you like to talk about SB 50? Let's not go there. It's Thank coming. You so much.
It's SB 268, even better.
All right, here we go.
We agree.
Hey, I like it. I like it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to open the roll here on SB 344. The current vote is 6-0. The motion is return the bill to the Senate floor. Motion made by Senator Nielsen. Ms. Lanchester, can you please call the absent member?
Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is a 7-0 vote. Mr. Vice Chair, I believe that you have a presentation and award to be able to give to Mr. Wiener to wrap us up here at our final hearing for our latest member.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Wiener, you're an all-star. Thanks for being late all the time. And it's been an honor to be the first one here at every meeting.
I was the first one yesterday, even before the chair. I only ask for accuracy.
The exception is not the rule.
I only ask for accuracy.
You know what? Morlock wouldn't know that because he never showed.
I finally missed the meeting. But we'll have to come up with a new shtick next year.
Yes, we have to definitely do that.
But you took the cake this year, Senator Wiener, so congratulations.
I think Hertzberg beat me. I will not agree to that.
The award does not have an appeal process.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be our final legislative hearing of the year. I want to take a moment also to be able to say thank you to the Gov and Fi team. I think we can give them a round of applause, please, and say thank you so much. Great job. I want to say thank you to Danielle Bradley from our office, who has been on it the entire year. I want to say thank you. Give her a round of applause as well. Say thank you to our sergeants, who have been amazing, and the entire sergeant team. And, of course, we'll see you on October 25th. What time? 1 p.m. at the MTC headquarters in Senator Wiener's city. And it is an oversight hearing on scooters. So it's going to be good stuff.
It's going to be awesome.
All right.
We're all going to get there by scooter, too.
That's very true.
I think from Healdsburg, it's pretty easy to get there by scooter.
Yeah, it's going to be simple. It'll be great. We will all be arrested. So thank you so much. This hearing is adjourned.